Brother Tian Tang.
大家好。
Greetings.
我们把这节经文再念一遍。
We shall read this text verse one more time.
你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不知与世所为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世所为友的，就是与神为敌了。今天我们来看魔鬼如何借着时节来败坏人。
Today we're going to continue to study how does the devil continue to defile people through the world.
他怎么样陷害人？
How does he trap us?
引诱人与神为敌。
To tempt us to be enemies of God.
以致人落在神的审判之下。
So that man may fall under the judgment of God.
在我们详细看这一经文之前，我们先看另外一段经文。
Before we study this, we shall read another passage.
在罗马书十一章。
Taken from Romans, turn your book to Romans chapter 11.
第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
这里面说，我且说，神弃绝了他的百姓吗？但乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，受便雅悯支派的。神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓。你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说：“主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人。”他们还要行使我的命，神的肥发是怎么说的呢？他说：“我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴黎屈膝的。如今也是这样，照着艰险的恩典，还有所留的余寿。”以色列王亚哈娶了西德王的女儿耶西别为妻。
So we know that one of the kings of the Israelites who chose the wife of Jezebel to be.His queen.
我们知道亚哈王身心懦弱。
Ahaz was very weak.
耶洗别十分强悍。
Jezebel is very aggressive.
所以敬拜巴黎。
She worships the Baal.
杀害先知。
He killed many prophets.
对当时以利亚来讲，似乎整个以色列就只有他一个人是敬拜神的人。
So as far as Elijah is concerned, he was the only one.Of the Israelite who would worship God.
刚才我们读到的经文就是以利亚在神面前控告以色列人说。
We just read the passage is what Elijah, giving account to God regarding the Israelites.
他说就是我一个人敬拜你。
He says I'm the only one worships you.
那如果说我们读整个旧约，常常有一个很深的感受。
Whenever we read the Old Testament, we have a deep impression.
他们成功失败，管教然后悔改，就不断的循环。
So there's a continue to recycle between their worship, between their betrayal, between their reward, between their punishment.
到了一个程度，似乎整个以色列就只有以利亚一个人是敬拜神的人。
To the point.The entire Israel is only one person, Elijah worships God.
我个人深信，如果神把教会的历史从使徒行传继续写到今天，
I believe if God continued to write the Bible from the Acts until today,
教会的历史和旧约大概没有太大的分别。
So today's church history is not going to be different.From church history of the Old Testament,
教会本来是神从时间中间拣选出来，分别为自己的一个群体。
Church is what God chosen from the world, become a group of people belong to Him.
但是我们常常看到世界的潮流和文化被带进教会。
We often see that the trendy things of the world is brought into the church.
教会处理问题的方式。教会做事的法则似乎跟时尚的原则没什么分别。
The way people managing affairs in the church is not different from how they manage things in the outside world.
信徒的生活似乎也与世上的人没有什么大的分别。
There doesn't seem to be a difference between the lives of the believers and the non-believers.
所以有时候在历史上到了一个程度，似乎我们称为黑暗时期，似乎是没有真实的敬拜神的人。
To get to a point that we call the Dark Ages, there's no person who's really worshiping of God.
但是在这里面这几经文告诉我们
But here in this passage of Bible
神说他为自己留下七千人是为神向巴黎吃席的。
So God has preserved the 7,000 people for himself who are enemies of Baal.
他是为他自己。
He has saved them for himself.
这些人没有向巴黎吃席，没有拜偶像。
So those people did not kneel to Baal.
这里面告诉我们说今天有拣选的恩典。
So this tells us today there is the blessing of the grace of being chosen.
有一些余数。
There's a remnant.
在教会里面，这里面有一部分人是神特别为他自己所拣选出来的。
So in the church, there's a group of people God has specifically chosen for himself.
那么拣选出来就保守他们什么呢
？So what God will do to present for?
今天我们很少看到去摆偶像，一个木头做的偶像，我们才去磕头。
So today we don't see anybody who would worship kneel down on idol.
但是神的百姓以色列民所犯的罪今天仍然存在在我们中间
But the sins of God's people Israelites continue to remain in today's church
是什么东西呢
What is it?
就是我们今天说这个现代的巴黎就是世界上的情欲
It's today's Baal is the lust of the world
但是神在我们中间仍然他有拣选的恩典
But God continues to have his grace in choosing
在看似非常世俗化的教会里面
When we look at today's church
跟世上没有什么分别的教会
The church doesn't have any difference
但是中间有少数人
But there's a smaller group of people
他们胜过了世界
They overcome the world
他们从世界的这种败坏中间挣脱出来了
So they were able to escape from the defilement of the church
保守他们自己没有沾染世俗的污秽
So they can keep themselves away from the world's defilement
这并不是因为这些人很特别
Not because they are very special
也不是因为这些人很聪明
Not because they are smart
乃是因为这些人蒙了神极大的恩典
Because they have received the great blessings
他把他们从世界中救了出来
God saved them from the world
他又为他自己的缘故他保守他们没有再继续落于世俗的败坏之中
So for his own benefit God preserved them so they would not continue to be defiled
他们神够世界的神界生活
So they have overcome the worldly life
表明他们得到了属天的帮助
That means they have received the heavenly help
这是他们得救的明证
This is the assurance of their salvation
好我们来看我们今天的经文
Let's look at today's passage
这里说你们这些淫乱的人呐、
Here it says you adulterers
淫乱的人这个小字说就是指淫妇
So here they say they are the adulterers
英文翻译说你们这些奸夫和淫妇
So the Chinese translation is they're adulterers and adulterers
奸夫淫妇是什么意思
Who are they?
那么我们知道这是在婚姻是指婚姻而言的
It's speaking about marriage
在婚姻以外一个结婚的人在婚姻以外的不道德行为被称作奸淫
So this is the immorality or immoral behavior of those who are married
在神的十诫里面有一诫就是不可奸淫
In the Ten Commandments one is do not commit adultery
奸淫是死罪
That isPunished by sin.
在新约里面
In the New Testament
我们来看一节经文在希伯来书13章的第四节
Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 13
神有没有改变对奸淫的态度
Did God change his attitude toward adultery
我们来看第四节
Let's read verse 4
婚姻人人都当尊重藏也不可污秽因为苟活行淫的人神必要审判他这里面讲到奸夫和淫妇神是必要审判他
Here it says God shall punish those who are adulterers and adulterers
我们常常对神的话语有时候轻浮
Sometimes we ignore God's law
这里面讲的是说必要审判他
Here it says God shall punish
如果我们知道神曾经说过他说你们十人要归于尘土
God says that you shall return to dust.
我们今天的世上的五十亿人，没有一个人例外，将来都要归于尘土。
So all the people on this earth shall return to dust.
我们在以前的历史历代，千千万万人，他们都归于尘土。
All the people of the past ages, they would return to dust.
就是因为神说了一句话，你们世人要归于尘土。
Because God said all your worthy people shall return to dust.
今天神说，他必要审判。
Today God said He will judge.
所以我们知道，奸夫淫妇是必定被受神审判。
So we know that adulterers and adulterers shall be judged by God.
而且如果我们再看一个经文，在哥林多前书第六章的第九节。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
他们不单是在今世要被神审判。
Not only they shall be judged in this world, but,
他们在人世里面也要被神审判。
But they shall be judged in eternity.
哥林多前书第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
他说，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的，这就是我们所提到的，做男童的、亲男舌的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、愚麻的、裂索的，都不能承受神的国。所以神说了，那是一定不能承受神的国的。
So that's what God said, they shall not inherit God's kingdom.
那么也许我们会说，我们并没有犯奸淫的罪。
Maybe we say that we didn't commit adultery.
但是主耶稣对奸淫有跟我们不同的看法。
But our Lord Jesus have a different definition for adultery.
在马太福音第五章二十八节里面，
In chapter 5, verse 28 of the book of Matthew,
主在这里面讲，他说，只是我，第二十七节说，你们听见有话说，不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。换句话说，我们的思想里面犯了奸淫，在神面前就已经有罪了。
So in other words, if we have the thought of adultery, we have already committed the sin.
我们知道神经告诉我们，我们人是一个灵，它有一个身体。
So the Bible tells us we are a spirit being, but we have a body.
我们在时尚穿的这个衣服是在神面前盖不住我们的羞耻的。
The clothes we wear today cannot cover our shame before God.
在神面前，我们的每一个思想，我们每一个行动，暗中的、明处的，都成为我们身体的一部分。
In God's view, every thought, every act will be part of us.
你能想一个人的淫念的思想，在他身体哪个地方长出来、贴出来的？
Can you imagine where the thoughts of adultery will show up in the body?
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我可以这样的说，是刻在你的额头上的。
I can say this is printed on your forehead.
一个奸淫的思想，一个奸淫的念头。
A thought of adultery is printed on your forehead.
是去不掉的。
You cannot remove.
除非我们蒙神恩典真实的悔改。
Unless we truly repent by the mercy of God.
才能被主耶稣的血所洗净。
And then you can be washed.Clean by the precious blood of Christ.
我们后面会看到为什么我相信一个人的奸淫的罪被刻在他的额头上。
We can study that later how the sin of adultery is printed on the forehead.
那二十九节，我们看第五章的二十九节。
Let's go back to Matthew, verse 29.
所以主耶稣在那边说：“若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可使之白体中的一体，不叫浅深。”丢在地狱里，所以这句经文告诉我们，奸淫是有下于地狱的危险。
So here just the sin of adultery will send us to hell.
所以主耶稣在这里给我们一个要不惜一些代价斩尽截铁的心智，要停止奸淫在我们心中的奸淫的思想。
So the Lord told us here we should be determined to get rid of our sin with all cost.
为什么神对婚姻对奸淫这样的看重？
Why does God look so heavy upon marriage and adultery?
是因为婚姻是神所设立的，为了表达神和他的显明之间的关系。
Marriage is ordained by God to show the relationship between God and His people.
那问题是为什么 雅各在这里称这些人为奸夫淫妇呢？
Why here they were called adulterers and adulteresses?
这些人是谁？
Who are they?
我们来看一下雅各书的第一章的第一节。
Let's go to James chapter 1 verse 1.
这个书信是写给谁的？
Who did he write the letter to?
第一章第一节他说，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散住十二个支派之人的安。这里面讲到十二个支派之人，就是讲的是以色列人。
Here the 12 tribes refers to the Israelites.
所以雅各指到的奸夫淫妇，他们是犹太人。
So here the adulterers and adulteresses are Jews, Jewish people.
如果我们再看第一章的十八节，
Let's go to chapter 1 verse 18.
这上他按自己的旨意是讲到神，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像偷熟的果子。这里面讲的是什么？是讲的是基督徒。
Here it refers to the Christians.
所以讲的是犹太人中的基督徒。
Here referring to the Christians among the Jews.
我们还可以多看这些经文。
We can read more passages.
比如第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。所以讲他们是基督徒。
That they are Christians.
我们看十四节，第二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，讲的是基督徒。
Here again, referring to Christians.
是什么样的基督徒呢？
What kind of Christian?
如果我们来看在这一节经文第四章的第四节之前的几节经文，它是指到一种特别的基督徒。
If we read the passage right before chapter 4 verse 4, those are special Christians.
这里面讲，你看第三章的十四节。
Let's go to chapter 3 verse 14.
什么样的基督徒呢？
What kind of Christian?
他说你们心里如怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争。这种基督徒称为基督徒，他们有这样的特点。
So this kind of Christians, they have such characteristics.
我们来看第十章的第一节到第三节。
Chapter 4 verse 1 to 3.
第一节他说你们中间的争战斗殴，说这些基督徒他喜欢争战。
So they fight and quarrel.
第二节里面他说你们贪恋，所以这些基督徒有贪恋的毛病。
So they are covet.
第三节的最后他说要浪费在你们的宴乐中，这些基督徒有宴乐的毛病。
So those are the people who indulge themselves in pleasure.
所以这面讲的什么样的？讲的这些基督徒他们有嫉妒纷争，有争战，有贪恋，有宴乐，有这样的行为的人。
So these are the people who fight, who quarrel, who covet,and who also indulge themselves in pleasure.
所以雅各在这边说你们是奸夫淫妇。
So this is called by James as adulterers and adulteresses.
为什么会把这样的人称为奸夫淫妇呢？
Why did he call them that?
然也是这些犹太人从首领上讲他们是神的妻子。
Spiritually speaking, those Jewish people are God's wife.
我们来看耶利米书第三章的第一节到第三节。
Let's go to Jeremiah.
第三章的第一节到第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
当以色列人背道不遵行神的命令，神是怎么说他们的？
So what did they say when the Israelites doesn't follow God's command?
第三章第一节他说，有话说，人若休妻，妻离他而迟，做了别人的妻，前夫岂能再收他回来呢？若收回他来，那地岂不是大大的玷污了吗？这是神的诫命里面的一条。但你和你亲爱的行邪淫，还可以归向我，这是耶和华说的。你向金光的高处举目观看，你在何处没有隐形呢？你坐在刀旁等候，好像亚拉伯人在旷野埋伏一样，并且你的隐形邪恶玷污了全地。第三节，因此甘霖止住，春雨不降，你还是有娼妓之脸，不顾羞耻。娼妓之脸讲的就是他的前额汗。
So here which speaks of their evil wishes.
所以这里面神斥责以色列的时候，就把以色列和他的关系用婚姻的关系、妻子和丈夫的关系来比较。
So here when God rebuked the Israelites, he used the relationship between husbands and wives.
把以色列的行为称作淫行。
So he condemned their behavior as adulterous.
那我们再看另外一些经文，在第二十节里面讲
in verse 20,
这里面说，他说以色列家，你们向我行诡诈，真想妻子， 行诡诈离开她丈夫一样，这是耶和华说的。
This is what Jehovah said.
所以神把以色列人和他的关系当作丈夫妻子关系来看。
So God looked at his relationship with the Israelites as husbands and wives.
我们再看另外一节经文，在火西阿书。
Let's go to Hosea.
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
这面说你们要与你们的母亲达到争辩，是讲到这些是对以色列人讲，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫，叫她取掉脸上的银镶和胸间的银带，免得我剥她的衣服。这面讲的又继续讲到他们的银镶，讲到他们的颈肩银的事情。
Here continue to speak of their adulterous lot and their behavior.
如果你要是问以色列人，以色列人的命运是相当的悲惨哈。如果我们读旧约就知道，
If you ask the Israelites, if you read the Old Testament, their life is pretty miserable.
你问他，你要问说以色列人这么悲惨的天然在什么地方，
If you ask them what's the root of their misery,
标准答案说是他们拜偶像。
So their answer would be they worship idols.
但实际上拜偶像只是他的一个表现而已。
But indeed, in fact, this is the only surface behavior.
以色列人的毛病是因为他们犯奸淫。
Their problem is their commit adultery.
所以神在神经里面指责他们的时候用了很多词。
So many times in the Bible, God rebuked them.
淫妇。
Called them adulterers.
娼妓。
So prostitutes.
妓女。
So prostitutes.
所有的这一类的词都是加在他们身上。
All this are put given to their names.
我们今天我们的基督徒怎么样呢？
So what is today's Christian?
我们和基督的关系什么样的关系？
What's our relationship with Christ?
我们来看一些经文。
Let's read the passage.
在哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节到第三节
Verses 2-3
这里面讲他说我为你们起的愤恨，这是保罗讲。
This is what Paul is saying.
然是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们属配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，使之那像神像基督所存诚意清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。所以基督徒和基督的关系与以色列人和神的关系是类似的。
So the relationship between Christian and Christ is similar to the Israelites and God.
是一个婚姻的关系。
It's a marital relationship.
不同的是以色列人犯的这一被称作奸淫。
The difference is that the Israelite sins are considered as adultery.
基督徒称作淫乱。
So for these Christians, it's their greed and their immoral behavior.
Fornication.
因为
还没有结婚。
Because they are not married.
那我们那他到底什么样的行为？什么样的行为才是对神、对基督不忠的行为呢？
So what kind of behavior is unfaithful to God?
什么样的行为神看为以色列人所做的是邪淫的行为？
So what kind of behavior God looks upon as adultery?
我们来看一下神怎么说的。
Let's see what God said.
在民数记三十九节，十五章三十九节。
Go to the Numbers chapter 15.
民数记十五章的三十九节。
Verse 39.
这里面说，他说你们要佩戴这锥子，好叫你们看见就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不要随从自己的心意眼目行邪淫。如果我们随着自己的喜好来行事为人，不遵守神的命令，在神眼中看，这就叫做行邪淫。
So if we walk according to our own lust, not follow God's commands, that in God's eyes is adultery.
所以第四十节讲。
So in verse 40 it says,
这是你们纪念遵行我一切的命令成为圣洁。
So you may obey all my commands and will be consecrated.
一个人怎么样在神面前是一个康为清洁的呢？
How can we be consecrated before God?
遵行他的命令。
To follow his commands.
不遵行他的命令，谁从己意而行的，在神看为是邪淫的行为。
So if we don't follow his commands, only act according to our own lust.
在胡西阿书里面讲到，
It's also in the book of Hosea.
我们在世上劳碌，我们的指望报赏是从哪里而来？
So our labor, our wish, where do we receive reward?
你在公司里面工作，
When you work in your company,
你是从神那里面得你的赏赐，还是说你从你老板那里得加工加你的工资？
So are you going to receive reward from God, or you receive salary from your?
如果我们的奖赏不是从侍奉神而来，这就是活西阿斯讲到，这就是什么？昌吉得他自己的心灵的工价。So
if we do not receive reward from God, that is like a prostitute who receives payment from their own act.
我们再看另外一种娼妓的行为。
Let's look at another behavior of a prostitute.
我们来看以西结书。
Let's go Ezekiel.
23章。
Ezekiel
23:19.
Verse 19.
23:23。这里面讲，他说他讲到以色列人，他还加增他的隐形。什么隐形？他怎么加增？这里面讲，他这一年他有脸在埃及时行邪淫的日子。第二十节，贪恋情人，身长金轴，如驴如马。21节，这样你就想起你幼年的隐形。 这里面讲到一件什么事情？这里面讲到以色列人被神领出埃及以后，
After the Israelites were led out of Egypt by God，
在旷野，
In the wilderness，
神与他们同在，
God was with them，
赐给他们天上大能者的食物，
So give them food from heaven，
他现在那个食物淡薄无味，
But they didn't like it because it tastes good.
他说埃及的黄瓜韭菜变得更好。
They rather like the cucumbers and chives from Egypt.
他说埃及的大葱、无花果、葡萄树。
So they liked the grapevines and the fruits of Egypt.
他们真想他们过去的不认识神的时候这个日子。
They remember those days when they did not know God.
他认为那个比他现在更好。They
think those days were better.
他们并不以神为荣。They
are not taking God as their glory.
这在神看是娼妓的行为。So
that is looked upon by God as adulterous behavior.
我们再看他们平常是怎么样消磨自己的时光。How
do they spend their time?
在23章的35节，以西结书。
Ezekiel 23:35.
我们看35节。Verse 35.
主耶和华如此说，
因你忘记我，将我丢在背后，所以你要担当你的隐性或隐难的报应。他们忘记神。They
forgot God.
人的心是很奇怪的东西。You
know, our hearts are really different.
你不能把它闲着。You
cannot leave the idol.
你总是要把你的心给个什么东西。You
always have to give something to your heart.
你总得给他分给什么人，什么事。
You have to give them assignments, what to do or something.
如果你忘记神，
You cannot forget God.
如果你把神忘记了，
If you forget God,
你的心一定是给了神以外的东西。
So your heart will be occupied by others.
那个神龛就是奸淫的行为。
For God, that would be considered as adulterous behavior.
我们再看这同样一章，以西结书23章的27节。
Let's look at verse 27, the same chapter.
27节它是这样， 我鄙视你的淫行和你从埃及地所染来的淫难之习，使你不再仰望亚述，也不再追念埃及。这里面神讲到以色列的一种淫行是什么呢？
So what is the promiscuous behavior of the Israelites.
如果你读旧约,
if you read the Old Testament,
这个以色列常常被强国所惊着, 所惊喜,
we know that the Israelites are often controlled by the other powers.
如果我们读申命记，读利未记,
if you study Leviticus and the Numbers,
你知道那个强敌亚金是神对他们的刑罚。
So you will know those enemies of them are punishment from God.
所以他们应当在这个时候身伏在神的面前悔改寻求神的怜悯。
So then they will have to submit themselves to God, repent and seek mercy from God.
以色列有些君王的确是这样做的。
They do have some of the kings did so.
但大部分
but most of them,
他们没有到神面前去祈求神的饶恕。
They did not seek God's forgiveness.
他们不愿意悔改他们的言行。
They did not repent their behavior.
反而加增。
Actually, did worse.
当埃及打来，就去求亚述。
When Egypt came to attack, they went to seek help from Assyria.
亚述打来，祈求埃及。
So when Assyria came, they seek help from Egypt.
他们送钱到这里，送钱到那里。
So they give people money.
就是要人家来帮助他。
So ask them to help.
这种。在困难的时候，眼目没有看到神，没有思想神的恩典的行为。
The kind of behavior when they were in trouble, they did not think of God, they did not seek God.
在神眼中是奸淫的行为。
So in God's eyes, that is also adulterous behavior.
你我在遇到困难的时候，我们的眼目在哪里？
So when you and I face trials, where are eyes fixed on?
你仰望什么？
Do you look upon God?
你依靠什么?
Do you depend on? What do you depend on?
依靠一些有权势的人。
So you depend on those wise people?
一些资，你的钱。
Your money?
如果你不是依靠神。
If you do not depend on God.
这是神开始奸淫。
In God's eyes, that is adultery.
如果你读旧约。
If you study the Old Testament,
你会发现以色列人眼目依靠埃及，仰望亚述是什么样的结果？
You can see the condition when the Israelites depend on Egypt to fight against Assyria.
你以为帮助马上来到？
You think the help is going to come.
突然之间，他们一秒飞至。
And then they disappear.
你以为帮助是可以依靠的？
You think those help you can depend on.
结果你靠着他，他闪你的腰。
But if you help, you depend on them, they hurt you.
你的手石头把它扎住的时候
，when you grasp them,
那个东西刺穿你的手
，so they hurt your hand.
结果总是满面羞惭。
So actually, you be in trouble more.
如果你们再读旧约，请你们看这是不是这样。
So if you do study the Old Testament, please see if this is true.
这是我们提到，就是说。为什么神称他们为奸夫淫妇的原因
？This is the reason why God considered them as adulterers.
我们也看了一些什么样的行为在神看是奸淫的行为。
We also looked what kind of behavior are seen as by God as adulterous behavior.
下面我们来看与世界为友。
Now we look at be friend with the world.
那什么是世界
？What is the world？
世界的定义当然不是讲的自然世界或者人。
So the world here is not the natural world or people.
因为都是神所造的，都是好的。
Because they're all created by God, they're all good.
这里面讲的世界，中文翻译叫世俗，翻译的很好。
So the Chinese translation is very good about this word is the trend.
这个世界，它有它自己的特征。
This world has its own characteristics.
在它背后又有它自己的。一个操作的实力在后面。
There is a force operating behind it.
这个世界是某一种东西在表达 一种东西的性格。
So this world is another thing that try to show themselves.
那么这个世界里面有些什么东西呢
？So what are the things in this world?
当然，这个世界有些我们需要关心的事情。
There are some things that we should pay attention to.
就让我们吃什么。
So, for example, what do we eat?
喝什么，穿什么，吃什么
？What, where do we live? What do we drink? What do we wear?
这个世界它对问题，它有它自己的看法和观点。
This world has its own viewpoints about questions.
这是人的哲学传统。
So this is the tradition or people's philosophy.
这个世界有 怎么样处事为人的法则?
So in this world, they have their ways of how to interact with people, how to manage affairs.
这又称为之时尚的智慧.
This is called the worldly wisdom.
神开始愚蠢的.
For God's eyes, they are stupid.
这个世界有它自己的走向.
The world has their own ways to travel.
因为被人在操纵的.
Because they were controlled by others.
这个世界有它特别的东西, 厉害的东西,
so this world has his own thing that are powerful.
情欲,
lust.
刚才我们读到的经文,
we just read a passage.
它说这个世界上的情欲是有眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲, 精神的骄傲,
so this is the lust of the eye, the lust of the body, and the pride of this world.
我们情欲的事情如果神怜悯我们可以以后再讨论再看
If God gives us mercy we can study more in later about the lust
但我们来看一下情欲它有些什么表现我们来看一些经文
Let's look some passages to study, tell us about the lust
在加拉太书的第五章
In Galatians chapter 5
19节到21节
Verse 19 to
21 这个情欲它有这样一些表现
Here the lust shows itself.
奸淫, 刚才我们提到的, 污秽, 邪荡, 拜偶像, 这是以色列人常犯的, 邪术, 仇恨, 增进, 讥恨, 恼怒, 邪荡, 纷争, 异端, 嫉妒, 醉酒, 方言, 等类, 这些都是情欲的表现。
Here are all the ways that lust demonstrates itself.
在这个世界背后,它有一个东西入这个情欲来拜拜人。
So behind this world, there's something that tempted people to show those lusts.
是人被这个情欲所诱惑来做这样一些事情。
So people are tempted by the lust and commit those kind of behavior.
这个世界有它自己的潮流。
So this world has its own trend.
如果你读历史你就知道这个时尚的潮流没有一个会长久
If you study the history you will know none of those will last
因为他说给人的都不能满足人
Because whatever they give to people cannot satisfy people
这个世界对人有巨大的捆绑
And this world put people under bondage
他借着情欲在人里面不断的兴风作浪
So he continued to work in people through lust.
你看人在追求一个潮流,翻一个潮流,因为他不能满足。
So you pursue one trend, then you pursue another because they cannot be satisfied.
就像我们的眼睛总是看不够。
Just like our eyes will never be enough.
我们耳朵怎么也听不够。
Whatever we hear, never enough.
时尚的情欲,无论我们怎么跟随,他一个潮流翻一个潮流,我们仍然没法满足。
So the trends and of the lust, no matter how we pursue, can never be satisfied.
这个时尚的潮流,它还经过一种特别的方式来控制人。
So they have a special way to control people.
神经里面把这个世界当作像一个海洋一样。
So the Bible describes the world like an ocean.
我们每一个里面就像个大海里面一笔。
So we're just like one part in the ocean.
当它翻滚的时候,
When the ocean moves,
如果我们每一个人想要有任何的改变, 都会被撕成粉碎。
If you want to make any change, you'll be broken into pieces.
所以挪到底都是随波逐流。
So we just basically followed the ocean.
是被什么东西那个波涛在里面兴起的呢?
So what is stirring up the ocean?
就是那个情欲在人里面或在世界外面彼此的勾结。
It is the desire inside the man and outside.
所以神在以赛亚里面讲,
so God spoke in Isaiah.
他说恶人不认识神的人, 就像什么呢? 就像污秽的海浪。
He says evil people, those who does know God, is like the defiled waters.
常常涌出淤泥和污秽来,
often spread out dirt.
所以神说恶人 敌不得平安。
Thus God says, evil people shall not have peace.
我们再特别看一段经文，在雅各书的第一章十五节。
Let's go back to James chapter 1 verse 15.
这个世界它用情欲来辖制人。
So it says the world controls people with lust.
第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
他的私欲，我们从第十几章，当国人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的，私欲即怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪即长成，就生出死来。在世上，他用这种情欲来勾引人。
The world tempts people with desires.
这个世界的背后的那个东西，已经在我们人里面已经扎了根。
So the things behind the world has already had deep root in us.
在我们里面，它有一个情欲。
So when they grow us, we have desire.
当时上的情欲和我们里面的染那里掰翻的情欲浮现，都狼狈为奸的时候。
So when the desire from the world and the desire of the person hook up together,
我们知道我们是那个世界背后的那个东西的手中的囊中之物。
So we are basically controlled.By the world,
不由自主。
We cannot help ourselves.
这是世界。
So this is the world.
那我说什么叫做与世界为友呢？
So what is to we mean by the friend to the world?
世界上有些私利我们是需要关心的。
So there are thoughts we need to pay attention to.
但是如果我们的生命全部都奉献在吃喝穿着上面，
If we are only commit ourselves to eat and drink and be merry,
那个就是与世界为友的表现。
That is the behavior that we are friends of the world.
我们行事为人，
whatever we do,
我们看问题的观点方法，
however we see things.
如果我们是顺从人的看法，时尚的看法，不是按照神经的观点去学习看。
If we follow the world's view, we follow how people think, but we do not follow the Bible's point of view.
我们愚昧的以为人的看法比神的看法高明。
We are so foolish to think man's view are better than God.
这是与世界为友的人的表现。
That is another way to show we are friends of the world.
我们在世上劳苦工作。
We work hard in the world.
我们的报赏从何而来？
Where is our reward?
我们现在世上跑得更高一点。我们现在世上弄得更高，名声更好。
Maybe we have we want to have better reputation.
当我们需要的时候，我们先盼望世界能够给我们帮助。
When we are in need, we hope the world can help us.
对时尚的情欲
，regarding the lust,
我们心中念念不舍。
We cannot forget.
我们喜欢在我们从前没有认识神的时候，在世界所捞的好处。
We remember those good things.In the world before we know God,
我们想要参与时尚的这种情欲所带来的暂时的这一种之乐。
We want to enjoy the passing pleasures brought us by the lust.
这些都是爱世界的表现。
So these are all the behavior of loving of the world.
这些爱世界的人，就像一条鱼一样。
Those people who love the world is like a fish.
就吞吃了从那个世界背后那个东西来做钓上来中的鱼钩。
It's just like a fish that you took the bite.
所以我们有这个情欲。
So we have the lust.
然后我们犯罪。
Then we commit sin.
结局就是死亡。
And the result is death.
那这些与世界为友的人，他必然有一种生活形态。
So for those who befriend the world have their own lifestyle.
他们的生活形态怎么样呢？
What is their lifestyle?
圣经里面告诉我们，他们有鬼魔的智慧。
So they have the evil wisdom.
这个鬼魔的智慧有什么特征呢？
So what is the characteristic of a devilish wisdom?
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
纷争。
Strife.
然后情欲。
Then lust.
这是在雅各书里面告诉我们的。
This is recorded in the book of James.
这些与世界为友的人，
The people who befriend the world.
他们的信心, 他们的盼望不在神那里。
So their faith and their hope is not on God.
他们在神以外的地方。
So they're outside of God.
所以在神看来, 这些人是犯了奸淫。
So from God's point of view, they have committed adultery.
刚才我们读到的经值,
we just read the passage.
一个与世界为友的人,
so the one who be friend of the world, the one who loves the world.
一个爱世界的人,
if he loves the world, he doesn't love God.
一个爱世界的人, 与世界为友的人,
so a man who befriend the God would befriend the world will not be friends of God.
他的心是在神以外,
because his mind is outside the world.
神不能满足他,
God cannot.
他要时常的污秽和情欲才能满足他,
only the world's lust can satisfy him.
这样的人, 他有什么样的结局呢?
So what's going to happen to them?
他们仍然不可能爱神,
they will not be able to love God.
因为神经告诉我们,
because the Bible tells them,
在他们里面有一颗淫心,
in their mind there is a heart of lust.
所以圣经讲, 因为他的淫心在他里面, 所以他们不能顺服神,
because of their nature they cannot submit to God.
就像一个妻子或者一个丈夫, 他的淫心在他里面, 没有辞掉的话,
just like between husband and wife, if there is the evil heart,
那么他的配偶不能满足他的需要,
so his or her spouse cannot satisfy them.
他的心像鸟一样在天空中飞,
so his heart is like a bird flying,
只等一个捕鸟人把他抓住,
only waiting for those to capture him.
他从不同的枝条飞到另外的枝条,
he will fly from tree to tree,
已经引飞至人世,
so they will be committing to adultery.
那么像这样的人的话, 神是怎么对付的呢? 神怎么对付他们?
How does God take care of them?
我们读两段经文,
there are two passages.
神一贯的做法, 先给你时间, 给你地方, 让你悔改。
God first give you time, give you place to ask you to repent.
给你提供礼仪, 像旧约, 新约主耶稣基督的血, 所以我们能够得到燃料, 与神和好。
In the New Testament, we have our Christ's blood, so we can be forgiven and purified.
神以他无穷的智慧有千万种方式来管教我们，要教我们悔改。
God has many ways to discipline us, to ask us to repent.
他的惩罚惹来惹重,
and his punishment also will be serious.
直到两个选择,
there's only two choices.
或者我们悔改,
or either we repent,
或者是完全的灭亡,
or we totally vanish.
我们来读两节经文, 在以西结书23章, 我们再回到那里。
Let's go back to Ezekiel 23.
如果你们有机会听你们读的经文,
if you have a chance, please read the passage.
我现在只读一节27节,
now we'll only read verse 27.
我们刚才读过, 但这样, 怎么样呢? 前面讲到很可怕的刑罚, 这样, 我必死你的淫行止息, 这是要读的。
This is God will do is to put a stop to your lewdness.
神怎么样刑罚以色列人, 我要持住在他们里面的淫心。
How does God punish them to put a stop to their lewdness?
使他们不再仰望神以外,
so they would not admire anything outside God.
也不再纪念神以外的东西。
Will no longer remember the things outside God.
神是他们的满足。
God is their satisfaction.
他们的指望, 他们的信心都在神那里。
Their hope, their faith will be on God.
新约里面神怎么呢?
So in the New Testament,
我们来读一节启示录,
let's go to Revelation.
第二章20节,
chapter 2, verse 20.
这是复活的主亲自讲的。
This is our Lord said himself.
第20节,
verse 20.
然而有一件事我要责备你, 就是你容让那自称是先知的仆人耶洗别教导我的仆人因由他们行奸淫吃鸡偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他就不肯悔改他的淫行。看哪，我也要叫他们同受大患难。我又要杀死他们的党内，教众剿匪知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并要找你们的行为报应你们个人。 为什么这件事情就是说爱世界看起来是一件没有什么大不了的事，为什么有这么样严重的后果呢？
Why does the thing from the world point is not very serious but have such a consequence?
是因为这个世界后面有一个特别的东西。
Because behind the world is a special thing.
这个世界它有一个首领的特征。
There is a spiritual characteristic.
这个世界是与神为敌的。
This world is against God.
这个世界有一个王。
And the world has a king.
他借着这个世界来表达他邪恶的本性。
So he will show his likes and dislikes through the world.
这个世界的王借着这个世界的情欲来拜拜世人。
So the king of this world uses lust to defile people.
好叫人与神为敌。
So that make people be enemies of God.
好叫人落在神的审判之下。
So that man will fall under the judgment of God.
所以圣经里面有一个警告。
So there's a warning in the Bible.
我的民呐。
He said, of my people.
从他们中间出来。
Came out of the, from them.
免得受他所受的灾殃。
So that you shall not be punished like they do.
这是讲到巴比伦大淫妇被神刑罚的时候。
So this is talking about the punishment of the great harlot of Babylon.
给基督徒的一个警告。
It's a warning for Christians.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.